Han har ge vårt på, ge vårt på inser på. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we hear a very moving and very important miracle of when Christ heals the paralytic. And if we imagine for a moment from the paralytic's point of view, what he was thinking, we don't know the background of the story. We don't know if he was paralyzed from birth or later on in life he became a paralytic. But one thing is probably for sure, he had given up hope of being healed. He probably heard that this man named Jesus of Nazareth, that people are calling the Christ, is in his town, in his village. So he wants to go see him. And we don't know, again, according to the gospel, it doesn't tell us if he suggested going to see Jesus or if his friends suggested that he go see Jesus. But they go. And the gospel tells us when they get to the house, they see that there's such a huge multitude of people in front of the door, they can't get in. And we don't know still who suggests it, but somebody makes a suggestion that they go up onto the roof, they destroy it, they take it apart, and they lower him down into the room that Christ is there. And the gospel says very specifically, Christ seeing their faith, not his faith, their faith, heals him. And he becomes whole, and he's able to walk and go. And it is interesting and very important that this paralytic did not let any obstacle come in his way to reach God, to reach Jesus. He would not let anything stop him or prevent him from reaching his Lord. It's probably not noticeable, but this miracle that we read in the gospel today takes place every day throughout the world. The characters, the places, and the issue, the problem just changes. But the result is always the same, that a miracle takes place. We can all relate to the paralytic, because all of us at one time or another in our lives have been in his situation, where we are on God all, incapable of doing something. We have all been in that situation where we can't do it and we have to depend on someone else. And I know as Americans, we don't like that idea. As Armenians, we don't like that idea, that we have to go to someone else for help. We want to be the ones that help others. We don't want to be the ones that are helped. But life is this way. And God puts us in those situations so that we ask others for help and that they are able to bring us to Christ, bring us closer to God. They are the ones that take apart the roof and lower us before God. Remember in the story, the paralytic did not take apart the roof. It was the friends that did that. And we all have these people. They can be friends, loved ones, and other faithful that encourage us and bring us, sometimes against our will. We don't know in the gospel, again, if it was the paralytic's idea to go up on the roof. Maybe he said, you know what? Why did you even bring me here? I want to go home. And yet the friends took him and did not listen and brought him because they knew what was needed. But these people can be a clergyman, a relative, a friend. It can also be someone that we don't know and we've never met. But on the street, they come and they greet us and they show us that path and help us come closer to Christ. These barriers and these difficulties that happen in our lives, they may be physical, like the roof for the paralytic. But more often than not, they are spiritual and they are emotional. And these miracles that happen sometimes make us doubt our faith. When something like this happens, we question God and we say, oh God, I pray to you, I worship you, I go to church, I take communion, I read the Bible, I do all these things. And yet you allow these difficulties, these things to interrupt my life. Why don't you make it easy for me? And he says to us, these things can become blessings if you let them become blessings. 2 days ago, through Zoom, we had a meeting with all the parents that are going to be participating in the new St. Sarkis school this next year. And it's been changed, and you will all see this very shortly, but for St. Sarkis school, what we will be doing now is having the hours change a little bit so that all the children, along with the parents, they will be present in the church for all of Bhagavata, so they can participate and worship and learn as well. And so during this, I explained to them, I said, I know this is going to be an interruption to your daily schedule. I know that this is going to be something that you may not like to do. You may not want to sit in church, let alone with your child, this entire Bhagavata. I get that. But I brought the example and I said to them, this can be an opportunity to become a blessing for you and for your child, if you allow it to do that. And the example I gave was a piece of sand. When a piece of sand goes into an oyster's mouth, into an oyster, that oyster cannot be free of that sand. It cannot spit it out. It cannot try and get rid of it. All it can do is have that piece of sand stay in there, and it can coat it with a certain type of coating. It's actually calcium, I looked it up. But calcium, that little by little, the more it coats it, the less it becomes a hangarish, less it becomes distracting and a nuisance, and it becomes a pearl. This is where pearls come from. And so the same thing goes for us. If we allow these things to interrupt our lives, they will cause us pain, naturally. But we have a choice of handing those over to God, and he can turn those into pearls, can turn those into great gems, one of the most precious gems in the Bible. The oyster cannot free itself from that piece of sand. It can only free itself from the pain that sand is causing. This is the key, and we who are Christians must realize that. As a side note, this is why heaven is said to have pearly gates. Because to get to heaven is not easy. It takes pain and suffering, but it ultimately becomes something beautiful. So, it's up to us. It's up to us. All of these things that happen in our lives, the pains, the difficulties, the barriers that are in our lives, we can allow them to stay there and cause us pain. Or we can hand them over to God. And we can say, you know what, God? I don't understand why this is all happening, but I believe and I have faith that this is going to become something beautiful. This is going to give me an opportunity to see the blessing in it. And that problem that is in our lives, that nuisance that is in our lives, will become one of the most precious and beautiful gems we have ever had. And remember, the larger the piece of sand, the larger the pearl. I know we don't want to hear that. That also means the larger the nuisance, the larger the problem in our lives, the greater the blessing it is going to be. We all like little problems, but no one likes little pearls. Okay? These are the things that happen in our lives. And God tells us, and through today's gospel reading, we also learn and we remember the paralytic who had this horrible thing happen to him, and yet it became a blessing, not just for him, but for those that were with him and all those around him. They saw the blessing and they went on and said to everybody, nothing like this has ever happened before. And they praised God for it. This will happen in our lives, and I pray and I hope that we all realize this in the days, weeks, and months to come. Amen.